did you get started with this? I mean, you've been doing this since the year I was born. So, you know, how does one become a chime master?
Well, one becomes it just coming up during our public hours and taking a little tour on our practice keyboard. And if the person likes what the feel is there, they're welcome to practice up enough to the point where they can play the actual instrument. Now, we don't let our new students, of course, play the actual instrument until they've gotten rid of most of the mistakes, because we don't want the general public to hear those. But in terms of anybody coming up and learning, there's no problem at all. And apparently it's become quite popular this past year or so, because with 10 students, I'm almost overwhelmed.
What's your story? How did you get started with it?
Okay, I came out here as a grad student in 66, and I started attending University Lutheran Church, which had a small 25 bell carol on. Now, I should distinguish here, this is a chime by virtue of the number of bells. Anytime we have 9 to 22 bells, it's a chime. Actually, if you have 2 to 8 bells, it's called a ring or a peal. So our 15 bells fall into the chime category, and anything 23 bells or more is called a carillon. Now, the University Lutheran Church had a small 25-bell carillon. The first 2 years I was there, I was listening to that, and I thought, I've never been near a bell tower before to hear music actually being played. And the girl who played did an excellent job. She was there for 2 years and then graduated. And then somebody took over that summer, whose timing was so bad, and fortunately that person was leaving. And the pastor said, "Well, you play piano and organ, you get up there and play." And I thought, well, I've never even seen one of these, much less played one. But I figured out how it worked out all right by going up and checking out the keyboard and so forth.
How often do you change what you're playing? Obviously, there's, you know, some Christmas songs in the repertoire right now.
Well, we always play Hail to the Orange. That's been traditional over the years. And so no matter what concert we're playing, unless it's a memorial concert of some type, we usually start out with Hail to the Orange or put it somewhere in the playing so that we don't run out of time to play it. But from then on, it's sort of up to the individual player. And a lot of players have preferences. If there's an occasion close to the day or on the day, then we try to cover that with whatever music would be appropriate. I depend on my students to come up with contemporary stuff, because I very seldom hear contemporary music. I'm usually plugged into Will all the time, and Will does hardly any contemporary, which is okay with me. Other than that, it's stuff that goes way back. We have national anthems. We've had a lot of requests for national anthems this year because somebody heard one being played for one country and say, well, why can't our country be played? And so they'd come up with a date and bring the music. And so we're going to set up a series now so that we remember to play on that date, that particular national anthem.
Do you add to the Christmas list of songs each year, or you stick to a few ones?
Especially the newer ones coming on. So my grandmother got run over by a reindeer or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
No, I can't remember something like that. But the one that keeps coming to mind is I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. And that's always sort of a cutie. And when you think about it, there's nothing wrong with that, because most people recognize who Santa Claus is at that point, even though the kiddo doesn't recognize that. But that's beside the point. We pull in some new Christmas music each year, but we play the traditional carols and things like that, and whatever special ones. Right now we've been playing Carol of the Bells, and that's always a duet that requires two people in order to make it work on the keyboard here. And the Westminster Carol is usually a duet. And recently I heard Paco Bell's Canon being played for Christmas, and I thought, well, that's not too far out. We do have that, and that's also a duet. But most of the time we play music of the time period, or especially folk music. And the folk music from many, many countries. We probably have, 15 or so countries, folk music from 15 or so countries that we will play from time to time.
What keeps you going for this long and desire to come up here?
Well, Well, I keep telling people that it's the anonymity of the place because nobody knows who's up here playing. Originally, that was the case, but nowadays, if anybody hears this being played, most of them know it's probably my playing or one of my students because we've talked enough about it. But I just enjoy it because it's something completely different from something that I've ever done before, and it's not so challenging that it's, it's a little energetic from time to time, depending on whether you're playing something like Beeswax Rag. I have a picture over there on the wall that News Gazette took one day, and my right hand is fuzzy. And I thought, what was I doing? And then it dawned on me I was playing Beeswax Rag on that, and they caught it right in the middle. But it's just sort of an interesting, different concept to cover in terms of the musical world, because not very many people are familiar with Bell systems.